Brace yourself and buckle up. You are about to hear a life-changing, history-making, world-defining message from the New Birth Podcast. Tell everybody you know, things will never be the same.
I want you to join me outside of my usual fare. I am going to direct you today to two different scriptures. The first is Exodus 29. Exodus 29, if you'll find that, ask that the person next to you will find Colossians chapter 1. You share the word of God together. Exodus 29, verse 46. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Somebody who's streaming, type it in the thread for me. Exodus 29 and 46, Colossians 1, verse 27. If you found either of those scriptures, shout, I got it. Amen. Amen. Exodus 29, verse 46. They will know that I am the Lord their God who brought them out of Egypt, so that I may dwell amongst them. I am the Lord their God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. They'll know that I am the Lord their God who brought them out of Egypt so that I may dwell amongst them. I am the Lord their God, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery amongst the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You may be seated. I'm assigned to preach to you today using as a subject, ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it. Look at your neighbor, tell him, I might as well tell you, ain't no way around it. Ain't no way around it. Probably the most underrated televangelist in American history is not Billy Graham. The most watched televangelist in American history is not Benny Hinn or Creflo Dollar. It's not even T.D. Jakes. But the most watched televangelist is an ordained Presbyterian preacher known as Mr. Rogers. The soft-spoken children's show host was broadcast for 30 years. Millions of kids learned that they were special and that they were valuable because of him. His even-kilter demeanor, intended to manage attitudes of adolescents through care, patience, and explanations. However, it should be noted that his theory was never fully tested, because in 30 years of the show, they never brought a kid on who had a temper tantrum. He exuded kindness and consciousness. When racial tensions in America were at an all-time high in 1968, after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Mr. Rogers curated a swimming pool in his backyard and brought over his black next-door neighbor named Officer Francois Clemens to join him. It made American history because they were able to see a black man and a white man, even though it was just their feet, in the pool together. However, when it was discovered that Francois Clemens was gay, Mr. Rogers told him, "Stay in the closet, or it will ruin the show." It is interesting that the show is called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but we always saw him coming into the house, taking off his shoes, putting on a sweater, singing a song. The show should not have been called Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. It should have been called Mr. Rogers' House, because we never saw him in the neighborhood. Before you laugh too quickly, I wanted to caution you to tell you that that's what a lot of the community feels about the church. We make no imprint in the community because we just stay in the house. Late South African Bishop Desmond Tutu said, "Every year, the poorest people in the community should vote as to whether the church should stay open another year." I want you to know that if there were a vote in Stonecrest, New Birth would have to stay open, because we don't stay in the house, but we reach the community. I was arrested while reading the book of Exodus to discover that after the children of Israel escaped oppression from the Egyptians, they survived the crossing of the Red Sea and started the odyssey through the wilderness, God makes an abrupt announcement. He says, "I am your God, and the sign I am your God is I am going to dwell amongst you." So I got to dwell amongst you, because while you were in the wilderness en route to the promised land, there is no temple. So I don't want you to be confused into thinking the only way you can find me is to get to church. I want you to know that the God you serve is so powerful that God can meet you right where you are, even if you are not in a sanctuary. The people on your road, they're not going to keep it 100. They're not going to be honest with you. But some of your most intimate moments with God did not happen at church, where you felt the power of God the most. Sometimes you were just sitting in your car. Sometimes you were sitting on the side of your bed. Sometimes you were in your living room. Your grandmother said, "And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own." He says, "I'm dwelling amongst you." While you're en route to your promise, he says, "I'm moving amongst you so that abductors can't snatch your offspring." He says, "I'm moving amongst you so that burglars can't come into your tent." He says, "I'm moving amongst you so that wolves cannot attack you at night. I'm moving amongst you so that a plague will not peel off the population." I'm so glad I serve a God who is not stagnant, but I serve a God that is still moving. And can I tell you, he's moving right now. You better not look too quick. Any moment now, the power of God is getting ready to descend onto your row. Why? Because God is moving. John 1 and 14 says, "And the Word became flesh and did what? Dwelled amongst us." One translator says, "And the Word became flesh and moved," I like this translation, "into my neighborhood." God is a mover, and God is not an introvert. God will go anywhere. David said, "If I make my bed in hell, he's still there. If I ascend to the lofty heights, my God is still there. I want to make an announcement today. God is moving, and He is moving in your neighborhood. He is moving right now in your community. Let me test your faith right here. Would you just speak your zip code out loud? Quit. Speak your zip code out loud. I said, speak your zip code out loud right now. I declare and decree that God is moving in a 5-mile radius around your house. Because you just spoke your zip code, crime is going down in your neighborhood. Here's where you shout, the equity in your house is going up right now. Health services are being expanded. The schools are going to get better. The hospitals are going to improve. God says, I'm getting ready to raise up a standard that when you are within 5 miles of your house, stress is going to be alleviated. Peace that has not come to you before is getting ready to happen. I better go a step further. 5-mile radius of new birth, revival is getting ready to break out. That when folk get off the exit, they're going to feel the Holy Ghost and know that the power of God is in the atmosphere. I don't even want you to wait until you get in the building, but when you step on the parking lot, people are going to be slain in the spirit, baptized in the Holy Ghost, are going to experience healing in their body because God is dwelling amongst us. He's dwelling amongst us. From Exodus to John. From the book of Exodus to John, He dwells amongst us. From Exodus to John, He dwells amongst us. And then there is a significant shift that happens in the book of Colossians, where He no longer dwells just amongst us. But according to Colossians chapter 1, verse number 27, Christ is now in you. Hallelujah. And because Christ is in you, you become the hope of glory. Hallelujah. I need somebody to just lay hands on yourself and declare, He's in me. Hallelujah. That's why people got to be careful how they handle me. It got nothing to do with my clothes. It got nothing to do with my car. It got nothing to do with my job. It got nothing to do with my bank account. And the evidence is I can lose all of that, but I still got glory on my life. You better be careful how you handle me, because you sitting beside somebody that lost everything. But in spite of what I lost, because glory is in me, you can fire me, but I got peace of mind. I can downsize my house, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. I said, lay hands on yourself and shout, He's in me. He's in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Big Mama said, if I couldn't say nothing, I'd just wave my hand. He's around me. Hallelujah. He's around me. I'm letting everybody who's sitting on my row know this is your last warning. You are not sitting around somebody regular. The anointing that's on my life is from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. Every place that the sole of my feet shall step on, God has given me authority over. He is around me. He goes ahead of me. He comes behind me, because goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. He is above me, so you can't hold nothing over my head. He is beside me, because He's a friend that sits closer than any brother. He's around me. Hallelujah. 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 I said, He's around me. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field.
I'm blessed where I lay down. I'm blessed where I get up. Wherever I sit, I'm blessed. Whatever room I walk in, I'm blessed.
He's around me. Not only is he around me, but he's in me. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's too many people in the room today, so I can't lay hands on everybody. You're going to have authority over yourself and lay hands on yourself and declare over every demonic principality, you better not play with me. The glory of God is in me. I will lay hands on the sick. I will cast out demons. I will step on scorpions. He's in me. And because he's in me, I need you to understand that every cell, every membrane, every orifice, every tissue is now filled with the power of God. You all didn't get it yet. Let me see if I can help you. Your body has 12 systems. Your body has 12 systems, and I came to announce that Christ resides in all 12 systems of your body. Y'all don't know when to shout. If he is in me, he is in my immune system. I said, if he's in me, he's in my immune system. The immune system defends the body against infection. Here it is, it protects cells. I need you to know something. The immune system keeps a record. Pastor, say that again. The immune system keeps a record. Pastor, what does that mean? Whatever the body fought before, it remembers that disease. So if the disease comes back again, God, I can't hear nobody. The body will remind it. I destroyed you the last time. I came for 500 screamers. Whatever you had to fight in your past, you ain't gonna have to deal with it again. If you destroyed it the last time, you ain't gonna have to deal with it another time. Here it is. Hallelujah. He's in my immune system. Hallelujah. Just start laying hands on your body. He's in my immune system. My immune system is to destroy every illegal growth and disease. This is just for those of you who are laying hands on yourself and you believe he's in your immune system. When I declare it, you ought to shout about it. He said you will not suffer from rheumatoid arthritis. You will not have to deal with multiple sclerosis. Women, you ought to shout, there will be no issue of fibroids or thyroid. He said, if you scream, am I in Atlanta today? You ain't gonna die of HIV and AIDS. He said, if you open up your mouth, there'll be no inflammation. You are covered from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. I need somebody who is believing for complete healing in your body. Will you open up your mouth and give God glory that he's fighting for you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be seated, please. He's in your immune system. If he's in me, he's in every system of my body. Not only is he in my immune system, watch this, he's in my nervous system. My nervous system is the controlling regulatory communication system in the body. It's the center of all mental activity that deals with my learning and my memory and my thought. My nervous system deals with my brain. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I need somebody in here to understand that a lot of our focus has been on physical issues at the neglect of mental health. But God says, if you let me have authority over your body, I now take authority over your thinking. You don't even know why your neighbor is screaming. God said, you've had your last bout of depression. You will not deal with anxiety, stress, or sleep disorder. He said, while you are giving me glory, I am retraining your brain. He says, I'm getting ready to give you a peace that passes all understanding. I better help somebody in this room. There's getting ready to be a breakout in this sanctuary, and I need you to brace yourself for takeoff. Would you take that neighbor by the hand? Squeeze that neighbor's hand. God told me to tell you, if you give me glory, your memory will not be lost. I declare war on Alzheimer's. I declare war on dementia. God said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done, says everything connected to your mind. Everything connected to your mind, I'm getting ready to heal it. I got selfish people in here. I don't want you to shout for yourself. But God said, when you give me glory, I'm disrupting mental illness in your family. He said, whoever in your family is dealing with psychological trauma, the gates of hell shall not prevail. You ought to scream against PTSD. You ought to scream against autism. You ought to scream against dementia. You ought to scream against bipolar disorder. My mind is coming back. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated. Hallelujah. 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 If he is in me, he's in my immune system. If he's in me, he's in my nervous system. Can I give you another one? If he's in me, he is in my cardiovascular system. Hallelujah. Y'all don't like this. Hallelujah. The cardiovascular system only has one responsibility. I'm waiting on my intercessors. I'm waiting for my worshipers. The cardiovascular system only got one job. The cardiovascular system only has got one task. And the responsibility of the cardiovascular system is to move the blood. I can't hear nobody. I need somebody in here that knows all I need is the blood. I speak the blood over your house. I speak the blood over your children. I speak the blood over your business. I need you to spread a rumor down your row and just declare two words. The blood, the blood, the blood. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Cardiovascular system is to address wounds so that they close, so that wounds will not stay open. The cardiovascular system, watch this, is to open up arteries. It is to stop blood clots in your legs and in your arms. I can't hear nobody in here, but here's where the saints of God ought to be shouting. Is God says, because you have the blood moving. I said, because the blood is moving. Maybe this is for those of you online. Because the blood is moving. I know it runs in your family, but not another one. God said, if you give me glory, here's your shout. Not another heart attack. Not a
another stroke. I need you to lift up your voice like you ain't gonna lose control of the left side of your body. You gotta give God glory. You ain't gonna be in crutches. You ain't gonna be on a cane. The blood is flowing.
Hallelujah. The blood is flowing. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I don't know what's wrong with y'all today. Hallelujah. Be seated for just one moment. If he's in me, he's in my nervous system. Hallelujah. If he's in me, he's in my immune system. If he's in me, watch this, he is moving the blood. I got to give you just one last one, is that if he is in me, he is in my reproductive system. God, help me. Whatever it is that I need in order to create, he's got to make sure there is nothing that is stopping my creative process. Hallelujah. Do you know how much has been trying to fight you from birthing what you've been dreaming? Do you know how many principalities want to block you from your dream getting off the ground? But God said the passage is now clear, that nothing is going to be able to stop you from having the most productive year of your life, because you got an open reproductive system. It says, I'm in you, and because I am in your reproductive system, therefore, I am in everything you produced. Jamal, you went too fast. Because I am in your reproductive system, I am in everything you produce. You don't even know what's getting ready to happen. Some of y'all only know how to shout over cars, clothes, and money. But he said, if I am in you, whatever came out of you is gonna be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm waiting on some worshipers in here. Y'all better tear this church up. God said, if you give me glory between now and Memorial Day, the Holy Ghost is gonna seize your children. He said, if you open up your mouth, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. He said, if you open up your mouth, they're gonna be speaking in tongues, and you're gonna catch them in prayer because of the glory that's on their life. Hallelujah. Says, everything that you produce, I'm gonna be in it. Everything you produce, I'm gonna be in it, because I'm in you. Hallelujah. I felt something in the Holy Spirit that I need to tell you. He said, I am a generational God. And because I am a generational God, watch how I introduce myself. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He said, if you give me glory, the warfare surrounding your grandchildren comes to an end today. I don't know where my worshipers are, but God said, if you give me glory, I'm pulling that grandchild out of special needs. He said, if you open up your mouth, no molester, no pedophile, no abuser, I can't hear nobody. He said, if you cry out loud, your grandchildren are gonna go further than you. God said, I'll do exceedingly, abundantly. Hallelujah. Says, I'm in you. Hallelujah. So not only am I in you, but I am around you. Hallelujah. Ain't no way around it. If he's in me and he is around me, then you have to understand that the anointing is like fire. It is contagious. I feel bad for whoever's sitting around you as a stuck-up worshiper. They should have sat beside somebody else. Because God said, whatever is on you today is getting ready to be transferred. I can't hear nobody. Jeremiah said, I don't want to praise you again. I don't want to lift you up again. I don't want to dance again. But it feels like fire. shut up in my paw. Y'all better not play with me. I feel like a fire is getting ready to break out. God is getting ready to do something in this place. The old preacher said, I wish somebody would just catch on fire. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to lift him up. I need you to go crazy in this place. I need you to find three people you don't know. Would you embrace three people and just say, fire, whatever is on me is now on you. I said, embrace her and say, fire.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you. Hey, I'm a master. Oh.
I feel fire coming. Oh, my God. I tried to hold my peace, but I started thinking about how good he been to me. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. If he was gonna kill me, he should have did it last night. But when I praise God today, everybody is about to catch on fire. I need 1 minute of somebody praising him. He said, if you praise me, your body is getting healed. If you lift me, every disease is coming out. If you magnify me, whatever's going on in your child is about to be rectified. Let the redeemer of the Lord catch on fire. You want to shout like you're on fire. I said, I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I just can't.
Okay. Hallelujah. All right. All right. Okay, I'm almost finished. I'm almost finished. I need you to take somebody's hand. I know you hate doing it. Take somebody's hand. Musician, let me hear strings real quick. Hallelujah. Ain't no way around it. They could handle it when it was around me. They ain't gonna know what to do with me now that they know that it's in me. The problem that Joseph's brothers had is they thought the glory was in his robe. So they took the robe, but he still had the glory. It don't matter what you lost, the glory of God is still on you. It don't matter who left you. Y'all ain't shouting. The glory of God is still on you. It don't matter how jacked up your credit is. The glory of God is still on you. I need somebody's hand in your hand. I'm coming to an end. I need somebody's hand in your hand. He said, Jamal, prepare the people of God, because you're getting ready to take Stonecrest. God, I can't hear nobody. Prepare the people of God, because we're getting ready to take over DeKalb County. Said, prepare the people of God. You're going to take the whole state of Georgia. I can't hear nobody. Prepare the people of God, because the whole United States is going to know the glory resides over New Bern. So, it's around you. And not only is it around you, ladies and gentlemen, it's now in you. You are the hope of his glory. Everything that God has invested in the earth is now dependent on your next move. You've been waiting for other people to do it, and you don't know. You are anointed to be a disciple maker. You are anointed to bring people to Christ. You are anointed for folk to see the work of God in your life. There's going to be a sound of worship that's going to throw people off, because You are not getting ready to worship God for tangible or material things. I know you want a better job, that'll come. I know you want more money, I'm telling you, it's on the way. But I need God to know this treasure in earthen vessel, that I'm gonna safeguard it with my life. And no matter what happens, I'm not gonna let anybody put my fire out. God, I got the wrong church in here. When I worship God, hear me, when I worship God, I'm worshiping God for whose hand I'm holding, that they're gonna get their fire back. Hallelujah, they haven't felt like themselves in a long time. Hallelujah, but God said they are one shot away from their life falling in place. They're one scream away from everything lining up for the will of God over their life. All I needed was for them to catch on fire. There's no escaping now, because it's around you. Not only is it around you, it is now in you. For just 60 seconds uninterrupted, there's going to be a thunderous sound of worship. And you getting ready to travail, you getting ready to cry out, you getting ready to go into warfare on behalf of the person whose hand you're holding. That God will set their souls on fire. That they'll be as excited about God like they were when they first got saved. They'll be excited about church the way that they were when they first got into the body of Christ. That they're not coming twice a month, but every time the door opens, they're going to be kicking down the door saying, I need another shot of His glory. You're holding the hand of a soul winner. You're holding the hand of somebody who was born to be an intercessor. You're holding the hand, watch this, of somebody who is getting ready to get a clean bill of health. Y'all didn't hear what I just said. I said they're getting ready to get a clean bill of health. God can't be in them and cancer be in them. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He said, while you are shouting, I'm cleaning out your whole system. Your worship is a detox. I got to get all of this trauma out of my system. For 30 seconds only, I need you to travail. I need you to go to God. I need you to set this room on fire. This ain't the time for you to be cute and stuck up and standoffish and arrogant. Somebody's life is on the line. I'm telling you, your house ain't gonna be the same when you get back. Your children are not gonna be the same when you get back. Like their life is swinging in the pendulum. I need the redeemed of the Lord to go crazy in this room and shout over the fire that's in your neighbor's bosom. At the count of three, I dare to let loose and let the Holy Ghost fall. 1, 2, 3, shout in this room. Hey. Hey. Come on, I can't hear anybody. Open up your mouth. Hey. I said, open up your mouth. Y'all ain't shouting good. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. He's in you. He's in the room.
Hey.
He's in the room. He's in the room today. Open up your mouth. Let God arise. Let my enemies be scattered. Let the glory. Let the glory. Open up your mouth. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. No weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. Lay hands on yourself. I got a new name over in Zion. It's mine.
Listen to me. In three distinctive areas, He's given me assignment and charge today.
Deacons, if you'll help me open up those partitions for me very quickly. Help me. Three different people I need to pray for on today. Those of you who are contending with type 2 diabetes, I need you at this altar, please. Hallelujah. Come on, quickly. Every system of your body is going to be clean. Every system of your body is going to be clean. Every system of your body is going to be clean. Y'all didn't hear the prophetic declaration. Every system of your body is going to be clean. I can't believe y'all ain't excited about it. Every system of your body. Y'all say, what kind of God do you think I am? You think I'm gonna have you for the rest of your life pricking your finger when they pierce my hand? Every area of your body is gonna be healed. Every system of your body is gonna be strengthened. I can't hear nobody. Every area of your physicality is gonna be in health. I'm prophesying, y'all ain't responding right to it. The doctor ain't gonna believe the report. What did you do different? I let God have authority. Lift up that hand, please. Hallelujah. Lift up that hand. Hallelujah. God being a healer, hear me. God being a healer doesn't mean you get to eat raggedy. God being a healer don't mean you don't exercise. God being a healer don't mean you don't listen to your doctor. God gave you doctors. I need you to be compliant. Let God work with what you're working with. Did y'all hear what I said? Let God work with what you're working with. Lift up that hand. Lift up that hand right where it is that you are. Lord, I'm thankful that if there were to be any disease for a believer to have, let it be a blood disease. Because I know you do your best work in the blood. I pray right now you get in the bloodstream of every person who's at this altar, in the bloodstream of every person who's watching online. I pray, dear Lord, that there will be a strengthening for them. I pray, dear Lord, that while they sleep tonight, you perform a blood transfusion. Take everything out of them that does not mirror your reflection of glory. I pray that over the next 7 days, they will have tangible evidence that you have done your perfect work in their life. And I trust you for it in Jesus' name. Somebody, your faith is in agreement with your pastor's faith. Would you shout about it right now? Those of you at the altar, I want you to embrace two other people and tell them our God is a healer. Come on, and the glory.
I hope you are energized that you don't need an energy drink. What you just heard should have you off and running, chasing your dreams, pursuing your purpose, and answering your call. If this was a blessing, share it with somebody else. Don't be selfish. This is what God gave you so that you can be a blessing to somebody who needs it worse.